Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, May 1st, 2023, through Friday, May 5th, 2023. Monday, May 1st, 2023. Beaufort County man sentenced for tax evasion and ordered to pay $3,097,000 and $582 in restitution. Michael Strums was sentenced to 5 years of probation and ordered to pay restitution to the Internal Revenue Service after pleading guilty to tax evasion. Evidence presented to the court showed that Strums failed to timely file individual income tax returns with the IRS for tax years 2007 through 2012, and he only filed these delinquent returns in 2014 as part of divorce proceedings from his then-wife. Knowing that he had taxes due and owing, Strums attempted to evade and defeat the payments of income tax by engaging in a series of financial transactions that were designed to hide funds that Strums received from a large breach of contract settlement. These efforts to evade the payment of taxes included Strums' creation of a new business checking account in the name of Worldwide Financials, LLC, to deposit $1,181,321.64 of settlement money, a failed attempt to withdraw $1 million in cash from this newly created account, and the transfer of $550,000 of these settlement proceeds to his new wife, which then he used to purchase a residence lien-free in his new wife's name. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023. Bulgarian woman charged for role in multi-billion dollar cryptocurrency pyramid scheme, OneCoin, and extradited from Bulgaria to the United States. Irina Dilkinska was charged in connection with her participation in the massive OneCoin fraud scheme. OneCoin, which began operations in 2014 and was based in Sofia, Bulgaria, marketed and sold a fraudulent cryptocurrency by the same name through a global multi-level marketing network. As a result of misrepresentations made about OneCoin, victims invested over $4 billion worldwide in the fraudulent cryptocurrency. Dilkinska was the purported head of legal and compliance for OneCoin. But rather than ensuring OneCoin complied with the law, Dilkinska assisted in the creation and management of shell companies in order to launder OneCoin proceeds and to hold property belonging to Ignatova. For example, in 2016 and 2017, Dilkinska helped co-conspirator Mark Scott, a former equity partner at a prominent international law firm, launder approximately $400 million in OneCoin proceeds through a series of fake Cayman Island investment funds operated by Scott. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023. IRSCI releases COVID fraud statistics ahead of third anniversary of the CARES Act. Since the enactment of the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, CARES Act, IRS criminal investigation has investigated 975 tax and money laundering cases related to COVID fraud, with alleged fraud in these cases totaling $3.2 billion. These cases include a broad range of criminal activity, including fraudulently obtained loans, credits, and payments meant for American workers, families, and small businesses. Of those cases, 458 individuals have been indicted for their alleged COVID-related crimes, and 236 individuals have been sentenced to an average of 37 months in federal prison. The CARES Act was created to provide emergency financial assistance to millions of Americans suffering the economic effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. One source of relief provided by the CARES Act was the authorization of up to $349 billion in forgivable loans to small businesses, for job retention and certain other expenses. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, May 4th, 2023. Man pleads guilty to $3.1 million Medicare fraud scheme. According to court documents, Karen Sarkisian, aka Kevin Sarkisian, submitted false and fraudulent Medicare enrollment forms for San Gabriel Hospice and Palliative Care, Inc., San Gabriel, falsely identifying a straw owner as the sole owner and manager, concealing the actual beneficial owners and managers. San Gabriel submitted approximately $3,668,050 in false and fraudulent claims to Medicare, of which $3,180,677 was paid after Sarkisian submitted the false enrollment applications. Sarkisian pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to defraud the United States. He is scheduled to be sentenced on September 11th and faces a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Friday, May 5th, 2023. Texas laboratory agrees to pay $5.9 million to settle allegations of kickbacks to third-party marketers for unnecessary drug tests. Genotox Laboratories Limited has agreed to pay at least $5.9 million to resolve False Claims Act allegations that it paid volume-based commissions to third-party marketers in violation of the anti-kickback statute and submitted claims to federal healthcare programs for unnecessary drug tests. The settlement resolves allegations that from 2014 to 2020, Genotox paid kickbacks to independent contractors, sales representatives, and marketing firms to arrange for or recommend the ordering of Genotox's laboratory testing in violation of the anti-kickback statute. As part of the settlement, Genotox admitted and accepted responsibility for paying independent contractor marketers, whom Genotox referred to as 1099 representatives, a percentage of the revenue Genotox received from billing Medicare, the Railroad Retirement Board, and TRICARE for laboratory testing orders facilitated or arranged by the 1099 representatives. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.